What we need is the inner protection of spiritual experience. We need the inner protection of spiritual experience. So we know about outer protection. You know, we protect ourselves externally in many ways. Like when it's cold, we're wearing puffy jacket and so forth. You know, we have many ways we protect ourselves externally. But now we're asking, how do I prevent worry and anxiety from arising in my mind at all? I no longer want to habitually respond to life's uncertainties and difficulties with an anxious mind. It's a very good question. It is very possible for us to accomplish this, but we need to improve our wisdom so that we gain the inner protection of spiritual experience. You know, like if you have all the right clothing on, even in northern Arizona, snowing and snowing cold, you know, if you have all the right gear on, the cold never gets a hold of you, right? Because you've got the protection. It's not like you got cold and then you had to go warm yourself up. I mean, if we get cold, we want to warm ourselves up. If we get anxious, we need to control that and pacify it so we can be free from it. If we get cold, then we need to go find some place to warm up. But even better, if we can have all the protection we need so that we don't get cold. Right? So that's outer protection. So what we need is our wisdom growing so that we gain the inner protection of spiritual experience that directly protects us from unpeaceful, painful states of mind, like stress, worry, anxiety, anger, and so forth. Okay, so for example, how do we do this? For example, if we gain deep familiarity with the spiritual practice of transforming adversity into the path. Okay, so deep familiarity comes with continuous practice. With familiarity, everything is easy. If we lack familiarity, things are not easy. Indulge me for a second. Okay. Things are difficult because they're not easy. a spiritual practice, we're going to learn about this spiritual practice, transforming adversity into the path. At first, it may seem difficult. Why? It's not easy. Why is it not easy? Because we're not familiar. With familiarity, that which was previously difficult becomes easy. Think about using a computer, learning to ride a bike, all these things. Remember first getting on a bike? Really awkward, scary, not easy. And it's so funny because that's like now it's a phrase. It's like so, like this understanding how familiarity is what makes something easy. We even use that phrase. It's like riding a bike, and everybody knows what we're talking about. Right? It means it was difficult at first, and then somehow magically, like it's awkward and scary, and then at some point it's just like you're riding the bike. And like you never forget. Anyway, you know what I mean. So at first, it might even take a little bit of time to understand the meaning of this practice. And then once we understand the meaning of it, then we try to put it into practice in daily life. And it's a little bit like riding a bike at first. It's a little bit awkward, not very easy, not sure if we're doing it right. But if we keep practicing, gradually we gain familiarity and becomes very natural. Okay, so We want the inner protection of spiritual experience. Therefore, if we gain deep familiarity with the practice of transforming adversity into the path, not only will we be able to greatly reduce our experience of anxiety in daily life, but eventually, through this practice, we will become fearless.